Tripping Over Myself, a memoir of a life in comedy, written and read by Sean McAuliffe. That's me. It's 1962. The Cold War is hotting up with the Cuban Missile Crisis and John Glenn is orbiting the Earth. My parents, though, have bigger fish to fry. It goes without saying that I don't remember actually being born, but on all the available evidence so far, there is very little reason for me to believe that I wasn't. I'm told my birth took place in Adelaide, South Australia, specifically in the Ashford Community Hospital on Anzac Highway, not far from the HMS Buffalo, the old gum tree, Glenelg Beach, the school I'd go to, the cinema I'd take my girlfriend to, the hotel with the revolving restaurant both of us would stay at one naughty night, the church we'd get married in, most things. Nothing was ever too far away from anywhere in Adelaide. When I came into this world a month earlier than was expected, the house wasn't ready. No carpet, no phone, no cot, we didn't even have a car. When my mother went into labour, my father sprinted the 3 miles to her parents so he could borrow theirs. Our brand new triple-fronted cream brick house on the corner block of a former almond orchard must have been a paradise to my mother and father, even without the carpet, for reasons that will become clear in a few pages' time. Of course, it was all I ever knew, so I had the luxury of thinking it was all a bit dull. The house was one of many similar houses in a brand new suburb 6 miles southwest of the city called Clovelly Park, named after the village in Devon it so closely resembled, before the farmland and vineyards were bulldozed to make way for the building of it. Our street was a fenceless dead end leading into the back lot of the Chrysler factory. The newly assembled cars would be parked there in rows of 100 or so for 6 months of the year, and once they'd been shipped out, it became a playground of old pipes and bits of wire. As a 4-year-old, I used to cut across this wasteland on my way to kindy, which was held in an old, it seemed even back then, scout hall. These days, it's hard to imagine a child of 4 walking half a mile to kindergarten on his own, but this was 1966 and times were more innocent and the streets a lot safer. Plus, I was a pretty independent kid, although I remember returning home 5 minutes after being sent off the first time because I had some dust on my shoe and needed it cleaned. Our house had one of those lightweight hollow core doors at the back with a big key in it, but it was seldom locked. And even if you found yourself locked out, you could just slide a piece of paper under the door and then poke out the key with a stick. The key would fall onto the piece of paper, which you would then carefully retract with the key on top. Or you could borrow the neighbour's key because everybody had the same back door. While most of the almond groves had been ploughed under, there was still a big old almond tree in our backyard, which my sisters, once they came along, and I would shake and hit with a broom every year when the almonds were ripe, if almonds are ever ripe.